A challenge presents two options. You deal with it on your own, or you deal with it as part of a community. The second option, when it's available, brings with it much more stability, opportunity, potential to be realized. That's what Easter Seals has been providing people with special needs for, now you ready for this, 100 years. Yeah, being around that long obviously tells you that the work which they do actually does matter. My next guest is here to share what the work of Easter Seals New Jersey is all about, what it accomplishes each and every day, all of the ways that you can help that work succeed even more. She is their Chief Advancement Officer, Helen Drobnis. How are you today, Helen?
I'm fine, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And you know more about what Easter Seals offers, a way you can offer whatever you have as far as time or other support at EasterSealsNJ.org. We've added that to the links over our page as well. The organization, you say Easter Seals, instant recognition. Yeah, I've heard of Easter Seals. Then if you follow that question up with, okay, what does Easter Seals do? I think a lot of people would go, so help fill in that blank for people.
Well, Easter Seals, it meets local needs, which is one of the reasons that it has a identity problem sometimes. It was founded by someone who whose son was tragically killed in a trolley car accident, who built a hospital, and he and the Rotary followed each other around the country meeting local community needs. So in New Jersey, we support people with developmental disabilities, intellectual disabilities, and mental health issues so they can live in their communities and be productive. So we do a wide range of a lot of things for a lot of people in different communities in New Jersey.
Geographically, because we are a varied state and different needs in different locations, how geographically, how widespread are the services for Easter Seals, New Jersey?
We actually have services in every single one of the 21 counties in New Jersey. We go from residential facilities in about 7 counties to a camp, a beautiful camp in Hackettstown, New Jersey, that has been there since the 1960s. That provides summer services and respite services for people with all kinds of disabilities. It's a fabulous place. Everybody should come visit. Beautiful, really, it is.
And certainly the goal when we say special needs, that again is a general term. It has so many variables in it. Is it always the hope that independence of that person with special needs can be accomplished, or do you have the abilities to create, as I said in the introduction, community care, whether it's in homes or family, whatever the case may be?
Well, we like to think of people as being as productive as they can be. I mean, we have people who come to work that their range is very limited, but we break down the job so they can actually accomplish and get a paycheck. So we do try to support people with their natural support, so their families or their coworkers, that, you know, transportation is always an issue. So we want people to be in their most natural environment where they're comfortable, and we want them to be able to be as productive as they can. So we try to address all of the social determinants of life, so have a place to live, have a place to work, have an identity, take care of your health and your be well. And so all of the other things, the transportation, make sure that they have healthy food to eat, that all kind of comes around. We have a lot of outreach and case management services, and it depends. We have people who are homeless that are not homeless anymore because they're in our supported housing program. So we do a lot of wide range of things, from day programs so people don't sit home in front of a television all day, and so their families can go to work and be productive themselves. And camp is another example of where people can go to camp knowing that their loved one is being taken care of, and they can do things like, we've heard people that go just get their doctor's appointments done when their child is at camp, just the things that we take for granted every day that, you know, people have to plan for when they have somebody that needs as much help as some of the people that we provide services for need.
Use the word work in association with people in special needs. That's something I've said so often, and I still believe it to be true, that people look at someone and they create limitations upon that person. And what sounds like what Easter Seals does is they take that person with special needs and brings them to their full potential in every aspect, in life as well as in creating a career or developing skills that are productive skills for a cause or a purpose, as well as financially.
Absolutely. We just had a woman who we have a senior program in several counties in New Jersey, and so they have to be at the poverty level or and either entering or reentering the workforce. We find there's a lot of seniors who are raising their grandchildren now and need to go back and have work. We have one woman who was she happened to be applying for food stamps because she was unemployed, and she was really, you know, people get depressed. You lose your identity when you don't have your job. We happened to have been right across the hall. She found us, and she ended up with a job making like $100,000, back in the workforce, being productive. We hear stories like that all the time. Sometimes people just need that little support to get themselves together, and sometimes we're that person. We try to be anyway. So it's either us or us teaching them how to have the natural supports to be able to do that. For somebody with like a developmental disability, sometimes it's just a matter of getting transportation. If they want to get a job at a store, or you know, a food store, a grocery store, a department store, sometimes transportation is the problem there. So it's learning how to do what you have to do, and then being safe while you're doing it sometimes.
Or with Helen Drobnes, who is the Chief Advancement Officer for Easter Seals New Jersey, easterseals.nj.org. It is their website. Learn more about their programs and ways that you can provide assistance, help, and support for all the work that they do. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking at the program range, too, Helen, it seems like you really cover everything from lifestyles to education to senior lifestyle. It's you've got quite the big task in front of you.
We do, and we really enjoy all the success that we have, from people who overcome substance abuse issues, people who learn how to live independently, people with mental health who just learn how to take their medication. We have a long history in New Jersey of providing really good community working with the community to make sure that they have what they need, and the people that live in the community are supervised properly, and that everybody is successful. So we do have a long history. In New Jersey, it's 70 years, but as a national organization, it's 100 years, and we are there making it helping families and communities to do what they want, which is to live independently with as little support as they need.
I know that New Jersey's autism rate is the highest in the nation. Have there been studies done under, granted it's a large umbrella when you say special needs, but the special needs population versus the population of New Jersey, is that on the high end versus other states? How does New Jersey rank overall, not just with the autistic community, but just your overall special needs population?
Well, when we talk about special needs, it's not just autism,
right.
And autism is such a big, wide definition of something. You know, somebody with autism could be severely autistic and not being able to function, and somebody who's a high-functioning, you might not even know that they have a diagnosis. So we don't really treat the diagnosis. We treat, well, we help people with supports to get the things they need. So if it's a day program, so I don't keep up on the numbers necessarily so much, but as the trends go of people who want to live independently, we try to make them stronger by supporting them.
And I mentioned, too, that people power and support is crucial to the work that Easter Seals does. What are some of the ways that people and businesses can become involved in all the work that you're doing?
Well, we're always there. We hear about these employment shortages all the time, and some of the people that are in our programs are going to be some of your best, most dedicated employees ever. So anybody who wants to hire somebody with a disability should definitely contact our employment services department. We also have a lot of community outreach where we do, you know, days of service, camp days. We have corporations that come up and do things like that. We have an employment event in the fall, and in the spring we do a place called Play with Purpose in Monmouth County, because recreation and employment, like the transportation part and the dress, you know, the job readiness, some of that stuff doesn't get paid necessarily. So those are the things that we actually need to. Recreation is one of those things that people feel so alone when they have a disability. They feel isolated. So we try to make recreation opportunities available because we believe that we're stronger together when we're healthy. So we work together with our partners to make sure that those kind of things can happen. So if they want to join us at one of our events, just check our website on a regular basis, and we always have things that we can help people do, and they can get to know us better.
That website again is EasterSealsNJ.org. Learn more about the programs, volunteer opportunities, upcoming events, the ways that you can support the work, the ways that their work can support someone in your life as well. EasterSealsNJ.org. We've been talking with the Chief Advancement Officer of Easter Seals New Jersey, Helen Drobnis. Helen, thank you for the work that you do and the difference that your organization makes in so many families here in New Jersey. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks for the opportunity.